Our picnic was set up in the very center of the meadow, where the hill plateaus for a good 20 feet, before sloping down to the trees below. Poppies, buttercups, daisies, snowdrops, cowslips, cornflowers, and more danced around us on all sides. It reminded me of an image of the ocean from a book Mama had read me not long before. I told her that we were like a small white boat on the high seas, and she laughed and launched at me, pretending to be one of the pirates from the story. I squealed and ran, diving from the safety of the white cloth into the rainbow waves. Mama chased after me, shouting and laughing. But as I charged for the slope, her tone changed. "Emma, stop!" she shouted, sharper than I'd ever heard her before. But the slope was too steep. I couldn't have stopped my little legs even if I'd wanted to. I crashed to the bottom, landing in a thick carpet of bluebells. In front of me was a single white tree, completely bare, and a little further beyond loomed the front line of the woods. "Mama!" I called, delighted by the change in flowers. They ran all the way into the woods and beyond. "These are even more like the sea!" I picked a handful and held them close, breathing in the smell. Fresh and clean, clearing my head like the best kind of winter's morning. But Mama had lost all interest in playing. She grabbed me by the wrist, pulled me to my feet, and slapped me sharply across the cheek. It wasn't painful, but the shock made my eyes well. "You never, ever go near the trees," she said. Her voice was high and tight, and her eyes were glistening. What I saw in her face wasn't anger, but fear. "Not for anything. No matter who you're with or what you see. Do you understand me?" I nodded, tears spilling over.
"I didn't mean to."
Mama's face softened. She pulled me close and kissed me on both wet cheeks. "I know you didn't," she soothed me, her voice soft and gentle again. "I'm sorry I hit you. You scared me, that's all. The woods are too dangerous to play near."
"Why?"
I sniffed as she lifted me into her arms and carried me back up the hill. "People disappear in them," she told me, serious. "Young people, not very much older than you." I looked back to where the hill sloped down. The tops of the trees swayed gently in the breeze. They didn't look threatening, but Mama's words had given them a new sense of power.
"Why?"
"Nobody knows. Sometimes the older children get too close to the trees, and then days or weeks later, they vanish." She looked down at me, holding me so tight her fingers dug into my arms. "I couldn't bear it if you ever disappeared." A shiver ran down my spine.
"What happens to them?"
She set me down on the white cloth and wiped her eyes.
"It might be monsters," she said.
Her tone had shifted. It was lighter, less serious. She was trying to distract me.
"What do they do?"
I asked, too captivated to notice Mama's hands creeping around my back.
"They gobble you up,"
she yelled in a monstrous voice, wriggling her fingers against my sides. I squealed with fright, and then with laughter. The tickle war raged on until we were both on our backs, out of breath and giggling.